The spokesman for the Anglican Church in Nigeria, Reverend Tunde Popola, says the proposed ban is appropriate. The Anglican community in Nigeria has long waged a vigorous campaign against homosexuals, as Reverend Popola explains.
The Anglican Church in Nigeria has been in the forefront of condemning this attitude because the church sees it as an aberration. In other words, we see it as against the norm. We see it as an abomination.
Nigeria's cabinet Wednesday adopted a proposal to ban same-sex marriage as well as activities relating to gays and lesbians in Nigeria. A bill which is to be introduced before the National Assembly will stipulate a 5-year jail term for anyone engaging in homosexual sex. Justice Minister Bayo Ojo told reporters at the end of the cabinet meeting in Abuja that the idea is to check what he described as the infiltration of a negative foreign culture.
Has been growing in the Western world. I just in December, this incident crossed over to South Africa. And we got ready. So the President then thought it fit that we should bring a bill to council to prohibit relationship and marriage between people of the same sex.
The public in Nigeria is generally hostile to homosexuality, and the Anglican Church is the most vocal critic of same-sex marriage. But in the street, not all people agreed legislation to ban same-sex marriage is necessary.
I believe that homosexuals and sexual perverts have always been with us in this country and in other parts of the world. What I know is that they exist, and what I don't like about the whole thing is the idea of making noise about it, trying to be recognized like the people who are normal sex people.
I believe that we don't need any law banning same-sex marriage in this country. Nigeria is an essentially traditional society, and I've not seen where any man married a man. Even things like lesbianism, homosexuality, they are done in the secret. So Obasanjo should make laws, good laws that will improve the economy of this nation, good laws that will improve social standing here, and not things that are irrelevant to us.
Under Islamic Sharia law adopted by Muslim states in the north of Nigeria, homosexual sex is punishable by stoning to death, but no one has suffered such punishment. For VOA News, this is Gilbert Acosta in Abuja.